This is a podcast recorded at CB Expo, Cannabis Business Expo and Conference, on September 16, 2023 in Dortmund, Germany. At the Deep Dive stage, Sebastian Ludovic Bagheri presented the following topic: why are CBD and cannabis products now next to each other in an EU-regulated market? Language, English. Enjoy your podcast listening.
Good morning, everyone. So thank you to be here with us today. Thanks for the organizer also to invite me. So I'm Sebastian Bagheri, and today I'm going to talk about personal journey as an entrepreneur, as a cannabis activist, and as a pioneer in the field of cannabis legal and CBD in Europe. So I'm going to talk about a case and a brand, which is called Cannavape. And Cannavape was the first brand that came out in 2014 when we made the first announcement in Paris. But before to go directly to the story by itself, I will start to get a little bit of overview of the cannabis histories and as how today we are ending up having a cannabis legal product into the tobacco industry, as it's a paradox as it looks like. It's actually a fit in terms of cultural habit for smokers and as well as a distribution channel as we know today in the retail shop. So as I'm French, as you could probably hear from my accent, I'm going to explain you a little bit about the cannabis history in France, about the difference between cannabis toxic and not toxic in the way that most people are familiar with the marijuana, so the cannabis that gets you high, towards which there's been a huge prohibition campaign and propaganda around it. So I'm going to try to also cover the aspect in in the differentiation on the toxic and non-toxic, which actually is the non-toxic one that came with the CBD, then a little bit how to be able to ensure that the quality is there as we are diving into a new industry, a new era where standards need to be created and are being created along the activities of the different entrepreneurs that comes along. Then also in terms of the culture, because as today we're talking about cannabis non-medical, so it's for like the mass market. So there is also a culture behind that needs also to take in account in terms of how to address to the youth, to the people, to the people who like to have this cannabis light experience with more relaxing effect, as we know. And then I will dive into the brand, how I came up with the Cannavape, and then how the tribulations through my court case I had through the 7 years of court trials that I pushed during 2014 to 2021, and which is now actually create a prejudice for the industry, and that's why today we are able to talk about cannabis freely into open trade show like Intertabac, which is huge, and which is opening the door for cannabis to really enter the life of everyday people. So let's go to the good part. So the botanic of cannabis, as I mentioned, there is also a French history to it, because now I would just take 10 minutes to explain the differentiation between the marijuana and the hemp CBD, which is the one that we are interested here. And there has been always a big controversy between those two botanists that were living at around the same time, where one botanist, which is Linnaeus, Carl Linnaeus from Sweden, that came with the fact that cannabis is coming from one species and has been derived into different biotypes like the indica, sativa, ruderalis, and so on, toward a French botanist, which is Lamarck, Jean-Baptiste Pierre-Antoine de Monet de Lamarck, who actually was talking about the strictly differentiation between sativa and indica, which is still an ongoing debate for people who actually are in deep already into cannabis. And so when you make those distinctions between the sativa and the indica, to make it easy, there's been the indica been the one referring with the psychotropic property that gets you high, toward the more sativa, which is the more domestic one that we use mainly for fiber, seeds, and domestic goods. And actually, you can see here, also the way it is grown is very different. So the industrial part, so that's the hemp CBD. And you see the grow is really with intensity of sowing. So that means you push for high stock and seed productions as you're looking for fibers in most of those cases. But has this been the like main agricultural practice for all modern days agriculture today, the past 10 years, there has actually been a new wave of people finding out that in this legal plant to produce, you also found a compound called CBD. And in the CBD, it's about 0.1% to 6% presence in the plant. And that's an active compound, has very good property for relaxing effect, as well as a bunch of different pharmaceutical property, which I'm not going to go too deep into it. I will have a slide that to show you a little bit about the spectrum of it. And the idea here is that you can use this CBD to be produced in a different way, where you can emphasize for the flower, which is more looking like what we call the medical or sacramental or recreational market, where people want to have like very high concentration of cannabinoids. So we are not talking about seeds or fiber anymore. We're talking about the active compound in the plant. And to be able to obtain that very high production of cannabinoids, you need to produce the plant in a different way. So I'm not sure if you can see for the, but you can see here, it's really like lower density because we want to have one plant to really produce the flower. That means the inflorescence top to produce as much cannabinoids as is the presence into the trichome on the cluster of flower. And talking about the trichome, so that's actually how it looks like into a microscope. And this is how it looks like on the plant. So you can see this small bubble here. And that's actually, that's a head that will produce the cannabinoids. So you have like the terpenes. Terpenes are the olfactive compound, so from the smell point of view. And then you have the phenols that combine being excited by the UVB, obviously, so from the direct impact of the sun and photoperiod, the secretory cavity will start to produce the cannabinoids. And yeah, I'm sorry because the slide is a bit lower, but anyhow, I'm not going to go too deep into the chemistry, but to understand is that basically when you look at cannabis plant, and if you are talking about CBD, that's what we are going to focusing here today, we are actually looking at the production of those little resin gland. So as much as we are looking at the flower, as much as we are looking at the flower, actually what's really interesting for people is that little trichomes, which is actually the one after being extracted, refined, and that we can find into a pure form like isolate or extract, distillate. I mean, actually there are many different type of form of extract that can be obtained from this little organelle from the cannabis plant. So just a quick story that CBD, it's actually coming from the same pathway than THC. So it's from the CBG, it's the precursor being produced as first cannabinoids, where THC and CBD will be produced. And they are produced in an acid form. So that means after you will need some decarboxylation. So that's why for people who see people smoking or vaporizing, is because when you have the dry flower by itself, to be able to get the activation of the cannabinoids, there needs to have heat add to it. And that will break the carbon chains to get you the active phase of the cannabinoid itself. So that's what I was mentioning to you about the broad spectrum of the pharmaceutical action. So it is actually not just CBD, it's all the non-psychotropic cannabinoids, which are actually Most of them are non-psychotropic. The main one is THC, but you can see from those family, CBD is the one that has the most interaction, and those range are so huge that actually, that's why today probably we still like, I will just open a bracket on the medical side, for the general doctor a bit confused on how really to tackle it, because there's so much interaction that's to be able to pinpoint one specific effect is complicated, as they are really focusing on the one compound, one target effect, then it's kind of a headache for them. So that's, I just wanted to show you the brief. Now, in terms of the industry, because like as I explained it, I started, my brand was 2014, so back in the days, nobody knew even what was CBD really about. It was still this big association between of cannabis and just cannabis, which associates it with all the bad propaganda from the 50s. But so I had to figure out the path to produce my my product. And as I have a master in plant science, I study in the Netherlands at Wageningen University. And I was actually having had the chance to work with Bedrocan, which was the first medical cannabis producer under a license from European Union in the Netherlands. Long story short, so this is basically the step to follow to really be able to reach to a final product in full compliance and in full quality control. So that means you need to start from selected crops with a proper level to control the cannabinoids, to be able to harvest at the right time, and then to be able to actually ensure the quality of the raw materials. From there is the extraction, so we will pull out these little trichomes. Once you get that extract, then you can go on with formulating. So there's many, you will see today, if you're already familiar, you already know, but there's many different byproduct of CBD that you can find. I mean, in cannabinoid in general, but so here we're going to focus mainly on the e-liquid, because that's where I started. Then I had to figure out manufacturing, packaging, and the legal aspect. This is where actually everything got in bit into a grayer zone, because basically back in the days, 2014, there was no CBD was out of any scope of legal text in Europe. I'm from France, so we started the launch in France. And there was no also legal scoop regarding the electronic cigarette, because when I start to look into doing capsules, oils, this was too complicated because of the food supplement aspect, dietary, plus after of the novel food that came actually on top of it. So I faced a situation where actually I turned out that I found electronic cigarette, which was back in the days really a booming industry, and non-regulated, and a little bit in the way that you didn't need to register or any product, you could just sell it openly, and there was no also strictly way to. So I put the two together to make the first electronic cigarettes, cannavape. This is a bit of the laboratory check that I was able to pull together. Because when you deal with such a plant, now things are way more easier. So it's the most people actually are just getting those analyses they are getting for the producer, but it's not something that has a major impact. Even to be honest, like nobody is testing, like when you talk about CBD flower in the industry, no one is testing for heavy metal, pesticide, mold, nothing. But that's for another story. But basically, yeah, that's where I started to really try to grasp of making sure I was not doing anything bad. And I was inspired by the American Herbal Pharmacopoeia, which actually turned out to be published on the same year when I started my project. So from there, I started a little farm in Provence. I grew my own flowers. And I had a lab in Czech Republic that was helping me to do the extraction. So that this is just like some of the recommendation what to test for the quality in terms of pesticide. This is about the heavy metals. So I don't know if people are familiar, but cannabis is a huge bioremediant. So basically it's an accumulator of heavy metals, meaning that it's good, you can clean up the soil from it. But what is bad is that it accumulates also in the plant. So that means you will need to make sure that's your plant, even so it looks beautiful, or it's like even you did organic way, but if the soil had those heavy metal in it, then it will mostly be into your plants, and of course you don't want to have that. That was back in the days, one of the most, we say, detailed and precise certificate of analysis that actually I haven't seen. This is from the Dutch Ministry of Health, from the Cannabis Bureau, for Bejocan as they are putting the product on the market. So this is like really like the highest level GMP medical grade. Of course, as we are not dealing with medical products, and as the chance that I do have like a background in science, as I have a master in plant science specialized in cannabis, I had the chance to bump into this metal, to which I made a test kit, commercial base. It's a thin layer chromatography. This is like the premier chromatography of any machinery. So that's the method was developed in the 40s, 1940s. And there you can see basically the active compound through the their position and through their color. And through many different lab tests and experiments, we found out to identify those cannabinoids at this spot with this color. And on top of it, I was able to basically detect the size of the spot to be able to quantify it. So I used this to be able to make sure also it was no THC. That was one of the first lab I start with in the US, in Seattle, was 2012. So as I was just finished my thesis with that test kit, I had some partner in Seattle that wanted to take it to bring to the dispensaries. That it was just also early stage there, so they didn't have like those huge labs that they can facilitate a bunch of samples. So actually, my partner there was going on a motorbike around Seattle with the test kit and by dispensary after dispensary running some tests so they could put for their clients. That was like, so that's Derek, that's my partner in the US. Today's actually got him to more the extraction phase. And that was in Spanabis in 2014, actually, when we made the first launch in the Cannabis Club. We have Franco, respect to him. So it was, for people who don't know, he's really one of the best breeders that has been in the industry. Unfortunately, he passed away on a dedicated project in Congo, and it was very supportive because this is really the first way to address any cannabinoid profile to our system. And as I met Derek, as he's now specialized in extraction, he came up with this device, Open Vape. So I don't know if people are aware of the industry in the US, but that's in 2012. They came out with those first vape cartridges with extract, but on that case was THC in the US as they were just legalizing. And from there, I was like, wow, why don't I do the same, but with CBD? And as we had the big wave of e-liquid coming in Europe, I decided to try to actually put, instead of the THC extract, put the PGVG formulation with CBD. And that came into the CannaVape, the first CBD ampli liquid, with 5% CBD, with hemp terpenes. So now we know a lot about the terpenes and different that we use for the blend of the flavor for different products, mainly the cartridges. But back in the day, I didn't have all that choice. So I turned to the most natural one, which is essential oil, as terpenes straight onto the cannabis flavor. And that made a huge scandal, because when we came out, it's December 16, 2014, as much as we were really trying to make it soft launch and pedagogic, so really like putting education to explain as the drug, this is non-drugs, and this is CBD, has nothing to do with THC in terms of effect and legality, it still came into the cannabis, first cannabis e-cigarette. It's completely legal. So of course, well, that was good. I made a huge buzz. But unfortunately, after like 2 hours to do the announcement in Paris, the French Ministry of Health, and I will go a bit more, I will go after onto it, she wanted to ban us really badly. So that got me into serious trouble. But as I'm here, so everything is fine now. And actually it's a happy ending, so it's fine. So, but from the legal point of view, because now, as I step a little bit too far from the border, I had to actually make my case that to really show that it's legal, but not just to the customer, to the French court. So in 2016, I got an investigation, which got me into first sentences in Marseille, where we explained that the seeds that we use were from a legal French catalog, actually, because France is one of the top three cannabis seeds producer for the legal market, which is like the hemp industry. And this is what the only law that is in France. And from this, there is nothing mentioning about CBD. Only thing is THC. And in my product, there was no THC at all. So that's why I went so pumped up and confident that I am on the right path, doing the right things. So that's what we were also trying to really put on the labeling, to really explain that the cartridges, no THC, organic flavor. Oh, yeah, and that was also the story because as the law mentioned that it's hemp and it's seeds and stalk that to be used and produced from those legal cannabis variety. To mention the fact that it could potentially be extracted from the flower, that also was a tricky one that we had to tackle during the court case. And that's why you can see here, it was CBD from hemp stalk, which, not going to go too much into it. This is actually pictures of on the back of my first hemp field in Provence. Unfortunately, you cannot see but here. It's a small picture of me smelling the good fragrance. And that was the first, basically, official flyer of the CannaVap, the first hemp vaporizer, 2014. So we are now in 2023, so it's 9 years now. And so that was the launch. That was the beginning of the end because, unfortunately, as I say, like 2 hours after we made our speech, we had Madame Maricel Touraine that came completely shocked about the news. She had no clue of what was going on, so she, of course, she directly took on the bazooka and and shoot at us. But thanks God, we knew we were not doing anything wrong. I knew my case on the technical side, so that's how we go. Because the story, as I work alongside in my R&D program, I worked in Czech Republic with the first lab that I believe in Europe was producing CBD isolate from the Charles University Chemistry Department, and there I had basically. One of the purest form of CBD you could find. Actually, even in the world back in the days, there were not that many labs that was able to do the isolate CBD. I was buying it 15,000 euros a kilo. Today, you can buy it for between 500 euros a kilo to 300, something like this. So it was a huge drop. Also, that made the price very expensive. Those small cartridges, we were selling it for like 50 euro. So it's a budget. For, thanks God, was not the crisis yet, so people still had could afford it. But yeah, so that was like also challenging in terms of the product. And then we had to go through this hell of media and justice court that got me like into 24 hours custody with interview, 2 years investigation. But what was interesting is that on the same time as we were going through the our trial, there was a huge buzz in the US, as we see Nat Diaz from the UFC fighter being on a press conference after a fight, strictly going with a CBD vape pen, telling him that he's relaxing after the fight. And on next to it, the WADA also push the fact that CBD cannot be considered as a doping agent. So they remove it from the prohibited list. That was 2018. So, and I was still in a trial with France. Actually, in 2017, I got first time accused of... so I was accused of illegal practice of medicine, illegal practice of pharmacy, international drug trafficking, possession of cannabis and use, of course. It had about seven different, I use in English, claim, or they want to put me guilty for. But so basically, the first sentence was 18 months of jail, suspended. So if I was not going straight away, but if I do something bad, I would go there. And 15,000 euros of fine. So a crazy story. My mom was devastating. But we made an appeal. And actually, in the appeal, we made the point that actually what we're talking about, CBD, is not present in any French law. And the only competent authority could be Europe, because the story was that as a French company, we were producing our product in Czech Republic, where the cannabis CBD isolate were coming from. And we were then, after importing the finished product into France, to sell it to Europe. And the thing is that there is a common of free trade agreement among the European member states. And so, yeah, this is like from the middle decade. So it's like basically a bunch of law they try to put to protect the French law that is still illegal. But as it goes, actually, there has been like three different amendments along my trials until now that they're going to legalize CBD. So yeah, basically, we went to the European court case on the appeal. We're asking for, call it prejudicial questions, to say, okay, what does the European say about CBD as we buy it from Czech Republic, who sell it in France, and then to the rest of the Europe. And the judge were brave enough to say, okay, actually, I don't know what we are talking about here. And we actually went to the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg. There I was grateful to have in front of me like a more reasonable law person that actually we're looking at it as a pure exercise by the justice, so not being, let's say, driven by the media madness or cannabis or all those dogma. And it was kind of funny because as I move around my trial, they allowed CBD synthetic. The CBD synthetic is legal. And the question that made it is basically, okay, so if CBD synthetic is legal, could you explain the difference between the natural CBD? Because molecularly speaking, is the same. And that's where the French government failed to be able to argue on that one. And the final conclusion is that to be able to ban a substance, whatever the substance is, it needs to be proven to be having a public health danger. So if you do not have a study showing that this compound is a matter of public health, then basically the only thing you would be doing are actually kind of almost illegal according to the European law, because you cannot ban something if you have not shown that there is an actual risk to it. And so, well, thanks God, I won the case, and today, I need to speed up, I guess. So today, I made another brand to really try to, as this was the open up of the market in Europe, and as the market was addressing into a different way, meaning that we're talking about now lifestyles. It's not medical anymore, because that was also the big fight I had in terms to show that I'm not doing anything with medical. I'm just trying to sell CBD, which will help to relax, like a chamomile or any plants that you can buy openly on the market. So I created this brand, Golden Buds, before relaunching CannaVap to be sure I was on the safe side, and to really bring on the new age of vaping. Because those extract now, they is like the same as you remember I was telling you in the US. My partner was doing this THC extract, which unfortunately back in the days we didn't have the technology to bring that into a form with CBD. Today's technology enables us to actually have the exact same product reference and category for CBD. And also, there's some opening in terms of the TPD, the Tobacco Directive product, where you can register legally e-liquid and other tobacco products. And they talk also about herbal product for smoking. So it's still also, they mention about CBD, but they don't know in which category if we should. So we still are dealing with unanswered question at this point. This is if you will follow the tobacco guideline in terms of putting a product on the market, then the standards are the ones from the tobacco industry, which are cited here, where you will have to put those white warning on it. And basically, yeah, that was a huge success from which the whole industry in Europe has managed to take over, take on to bring on the market as we know today. So that means as much as I had trouble with French government, now you can see CBD product in all gas station. And actually, it's funny because on my journey as I started, so that's basically the whole from 2014 to November 2021, so 7 years of big fight. And but now I'm innocent. And the funny story is that now from, because this is the new Canna vape that I'm, it's just like brand new. Small preview, this car, I'm going to have it in all basically gas stations. And now I'm selling pre-roll joints into tobacco shop in France. So it's really, for me, a huge, this is the new project Canna vape. So huge evolution also in terms of color, in terms of shape, like a new technology. Also, we're dealing with dual mesh core. So it's like a new also technology of puff that they create in China. With my know-how, also with the terpenes that we have available on the market, and I managed to work with like top laboratory in Grasse, where we are like specialized in perfume making. So we know what terpenes is, and yeah, I'm really happy to went through all the way to bring this new product. I hope you will be able to try it when we make the full launch. And now I'm selling pre-roll joint in tobacco shop. So I guess next door is legalization. That's why like Germany shows the way. And yeah, so I hope my experience will help the people to continue into it. And and thank you for your attention.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. You can find more podcasts on our channel, and we look forward to welcoming you to one of our upcoming events. All dates are available at cb-net.com.